Last year, the state of Florida shifted much of the financial risks associated with hurricanes from private insurance companies to the state's government in an effort to reduce property insurance rates. Yesterday, the state's Board of Education voted to take a gamble to spend nearly $250 million in exchange for up to $4 billion in bonds in the event that the state endures a catastrophic hurricane season this year. One member of the Board of Administration, the state's Chief Financial Officer Alex Sink, called the deal with Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway company a stinky pig on Wednesday after she voted for it. Sink spoke today in Pinellas Park.
Well, what we're doing is we're paying a little over about $230 million right up front here, which is going to take money out of the catastrophe fund, which is money that would be available to pay claims in a smaller storm scenario. So if we don't have that money, it will end up being paid in assessments in future years. There's no impact today per se, but there will be an impact in future years when we have storms.
The other two members of the Board of Administration are Governor Charlie Crist and the state's Attorney General Bill McCollum. They both voted with CFO Sink for the deal.
It's just not a great deal. I did end up voting for it along with Attorney General McCollum and Governor Crist, because it does give us the option, if we have a big storm, to put $5 billion in the bank almost immediately in order to pay claims. And I am very concerned, I continue to be concerned, about Florida's ability to fulfill our commitments to paying billions of dollars worth of claims. The credit markets are very bad, and this was at the last minute here. This was the only product that was offered up, and it's very, very expensive.
The state's catastrophe fund would still be required to pay back the bonds in the event of a major hurricane year. Such a strong season is a 3% likelihood, according to the state's financial advisors. If that happens, Floridians will probably be assessed additional payments on their insurance policies. But Sink said her vote was better than the alternatives.
Well, one of the alternatives would be to do nothing, as we have done in the past, and to recognize that this $5 billion only is available to us if we have that big storm, which is there's only a 3 or 4% chance that in any given year that we'll have a storm that's bigger than Andrew or Katrina. So it's like playing the odds.
Sink was asked what she thought about the public in Florida continuing to take financial risks that private insurance companies used to take.
It's terrible policy. And one of the things that I mentioned yesterday at the meeting was I made an appeal to the governor and to the attorney general that when we get into this fall, past this hurricane season, that our state, along with our legislature, needs to have some very serious discussions about the amount of risk we as Floridians are bearing, when in fact at least for this year, the private reinsurance market was out there very hungry to take some of our risk off the backs of Floridians, and that proposal was not passed, and we're on the hook for a $28 billion storm as Floridians, which means that if we have one of those, we have to pay the money back in the form of incredible assessments over the next 30 years. It's not a good policy. It's too much exposure. So we need to work on bringing that exposure down.
That's Florida's CFO, Alex Sink, speaking on Thursday about her vote to spend $224 million for hurricane bonds. For WMNF News, reporting from Pinellas Park, I'm Sean Canaan.